Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is The Power of Prevention. If we ever invested some quality time to think and analyze all the pain and suffering that could be avoided throughout our lives by taking preventive measures in advance, we would be astonished. Prevention truly is an enormous power that often is overlooked and squandered in life. Let's take a look at some real-life examples. When I was 18 years old, I was driving home from a date and was unfortunate enough to have my car run out of gasoline on an interstate highway at 1:30 a.m. There were no cell phones back then, and I had to walk 5 miles to an exit and subsequently to a service station on a deserted road. I had to leave a $10 deposit for a gasoline can with the service station attendant, purchase a few gallons of gasoline, and then carry the gas can for another 5 miles back to my car as traffic was speeding by me at 60 miles per hour. It was a very cold and dark night and not the most pleasant experience for a teenager to endure. However, I learned an important lesson that night: never ever run out of gasoline again. Since that time, I have used the power of prevention by following a habit to fill my tank when I approach half a tank. I never run out of gasoline again. A similar situation occurred with a flat tire on an interstate highway late at night. The pain I endured from that experience taught me to maintain my tires and always purchase new ones well before my treads are gone. I have had a couple flats in those 37 years. However, I probably avoided scores of them through the power of prevention. Being extremely maintenance conscious about every vehicle I owned in the last 40 years has allowed me to avoid major breakdowns and repairs that too many individuals face daily with their vehicles. Applying the power of prevention to my vehicles and those in my family has saved us all from the pain and suffering accompanied with those major breakdowns, repairs, and unnecessary cost. As a bonus for preventive diligence, we always received a byproduct benefit of selling our vehicles at top dollar because they were well maintained and in mint condition. The same strategy has worked with homes we have owned. The power of prevention applied to home maintenance has saved me and my family from many unnecessary repair costs, as well as the pain and suffering associated with breakdowns and interruptions in our lifestyle. The benefits of following reasonable maintenance schedules has also promoted good health in our homes and allowed us to get top dollar at the time of sale. Just sit and think for a while about all the problems we face each and every day, and then think about how these problems could have been prevented. The news on TV and in newspapers is full of repeat offenders of heinous crimes. How many of these crimes could have been avoided by the power of prevention? Now let's look at the city of New Orleans. There were enough studies and warnings over a 20-year period of the potential for this disaster to occur. Yet little was done to prevent a disaster resulting from a Katrina-like hurricane and all the pain and suffering that could follow. The cost of prevention would have been a tiny price to pay versus the reality of what actually happened, just as the prognosticators warned. We can avoid lots of pain and suffering on the highways by driving sober, not rushing, and paying attention to the road and the vehicles around us. Need to talk on a cell phone? Pull over and talk. This ounce of prevention may save your life. Relating to health, we can avoid many illnesses and diseases through prevention measures and good choices. By not basking in the sun for hours throughout our lives, we may avoid skin cancers. By not smoking, we may avoid lung cancers and heart disease. By eating healthy and exercising, we may avoid obesity and all the sicknesses and pain and suffering associated. By flossing daily, we can prevent gum disease. If we want our planet to be inhabitable in the future, we can do something about the threats of global warming that's imminent. It behooves every inhabitant of our planet to create and apply preventive measures through international laws and cooperation today, not when it's too late and beyond hope. As you can see, prevention is powerful. It's a choice. Begin choosing wisely and use the power of prevention daily. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy all the content at eHappyLife.com.